Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, it is a Fransky Friday in the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Joining us now, the voice of the National League East champion Phillies, Scott Fransky.
Scott,
how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good. It seems we haven't talked to you in forever, Scott. So does this feeling ever get old for you?
It's been a week.
I know, but it just feels. I know we said it this morning.
Does the feeling of going on your show get old for me?
Well, that and the feeling of being in this position, winning the AL East.
No, honestly, it doesn't. I mean, if you're a broadcaster of a team, you're along for the ride, and you're going to see some good, you're going to see some bad, and I think every announcer will tell you if you're not. Taking it in and taking full advantage of these years when your franchise is good, then you're doing the wrong thing because they don't happen all the time. I remember, you know, when I first got here, obviously my first year was 06 and then 07, 08, 09, 10, 11. And I remember during all that, Chris Wheeler used to say, "Hey guys, enjoy it. Cause it doesn't stay like this. It doesn't stay like this." And it doesn't. It's a cycle. So you try to make sure you maximize the amount of fun you're having now when they're winning.
Scott, and it sounded like you guys were having fun the first couple nights there in L.A. Take us through the feeling in the park and for you calling the game, because those games, that felt like October baseball, and it's a matchup, as we've talked about the last few weeks, that we're probably going to see very soon or could see very soon early in the postseason, but the comeback in those games, the wins, the Harper home run, that game to clinch the division Monday really had an October feel.
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, it was one of those things where you had, if you didn't win it that night, you still had 11 more chances to win one game, right? But you want to win and get in and be able to celebrate after a win. And to do it there and do it against a really good team and do it sort of in the fashion that it happened, you know, the way that game unfolded. It had every bit the October feel, without a doubt.
Scott, when I was watching the series, so the Phillies win the first two, and they win the season series for the Dodgers, and then they drop the last one, but they won the series. It was almost one of those where it's beauty in the eye of the beholder. It's how you want to look at the series. So, Scott, which one stood out more to you, that they won the series, that they scored 15 runs off the Dodgers' bullpen, or the other side of it was they didn't touch Ohtani, Snell, and Sheehan, who they're probably going to see in that series if they face each other in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't see Yamamoto, who they might see, you know. Tyler Glasnow, they might see. When healthy, the Dodgers, their pitching staff is really good, and they might get creative. They might do some different things with different guys. I don't know exactly how they're going to lay it out, obviously. But I do think that, you know, you can look at it both ways. I don't think the Dodger bullpen is as bad as they've shown, and I don't necessarily think their starters are as unhittable as they seemed this week. I mean, it's probably somewhere in the middle with the two. You know, it's three games. It's hard to, you know, say definitively what's going to happen a month from now, and if they meet for 3 or 5 games or 7 games or whatever. So, I think the big thing for me is that the Phillies again show that they're a team that is not out of a game, and they're a team that while they might, while a particular matchup might not be the best for them on a given night, they're still in the game, and they're going to battle all the way through to the end. So that's all you can really ask for.
It is, and we're going to see it coming up in October because the Phillies are NL East champions and pretty likely to be the number 2 seed. They're 3 behind the Brewers now for the 1, but they're pretty well up on the Dodgers for the 2, so we're probably headed towards that. Scott, tonight, starting in Arizona, interesting pitching, the way the Phillies are kind of lining this up. We can talk through that and what it means for the postseason. Let's start with the Walker Buehler thing. He pitched last Friday, I thought was pretty decent, and now he's going to pitch tonight in a piggyback role behind Taijuan Walker. Scott, do you think this is kind of a, I don't know what you call it, a tryout or kind of looking for audition, perfect word,
audition,
for maybe him being used out of the bullpen in the month of October?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, I think the number one thing about the move is lining up Sanchez on the right day. And then you have obviously got 6 starters. So if you didn't, somebody's going to get backed up and not pitch for, too long of a time. So I think more than anything, it's lining up the guys you figure are going to start for you in October, more to the days that they're, going to be used. And then, I think Rob Thompson has told us, we want to see what it looks like. Walker Buehler, he's got strikeout stuff, and I think that plays up out of the bullpen. Now, the next time they do it, they're going to flip-flop. Buehler would start and Walker would relieve. But I do think there's some element of like, hey, let's see what this looks like out of the pen. Maybe we can use him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
That role in October, because clearly he's been there, he's done that, he has experience, and why not try to, lean on that experience if you can.
The other part, and you were referencing there, is how the Phillies are trying to line up a rotation for the start of the postseason. So it's going to be Christopher Sanchez lined up for Game 1. Do you think it's going to be Ranger Game 2, Lizardo for Game 3? How do you think they might deploy the next 2 guys behind Sanchez for the postseason?
Yeah, I really do think it's probably going to depend on variety of factors. Obviously, we're talking about a division series, not mm-hmm. using the wild card series, right?
Right.
And I think who they play probably makes a big difference. Whether it's if let's say the Mets or Dodgers. How you like the matchups, where you like those pitchers, whether it's at home or on the road, the experience of a guy. I mean, to me, I don't know. It just sounds to me like I don't see how they don't start Nola one of those games. Now, I don't know what order it would be in, but I just think that that's going to be the case. And then, those other guys might, now don't get me wrong. Rob Thompson has a lot of trust in Nola, and he wants him to figure it out. And you might see this weekend Nola goes a little longer than normal. But I don't think you're necessarily going to see that. You know, if he's, even if he's struggling, he might keep him in the game. I don't think you're necessarily going to see that in October. I think the trigger will, you know, the hook will be quicker. The eyes will be, you know, a little tighter to watch what's going on and how he looks. I don't think it's just like, oh, Nola has carte blanche because he's got veteran status. He's still going to have to pitch well, or he's going to be, you know, pulled from the game and they'll go to other options.
Scott Fransky with us here to Fransky Friday. Scott, it sounds like Alec Bohm could be activated from the injury list pretty soon here, as soon as this weekend. Do you have a thought on where, when he's back and activated and in, he fits in the lineup? It feels like he wasn't hitting great before he went out. Maybe the shoulder was a big part of it. Bader is really, you know, come on here. Clearly, when Trey gets back, I would think he goes back to the one spot. Bader's somewhere in the middle. Do you think it's going to be Bohm more towards the bottom of the order when we get to October?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think he's somewhere in that, you know, 5 to 8 range. Some of that depends on lefty-righty matchup for the day and who else is around him, you know, whether it's, you know, if it's a left-hit pitcher, you know, you're going to have Castellanos and somebody in left, whether it's Wilson or Kemp, I don't know. If it's a, you know, right-hander on the mound, you're going to have Kepler and Marsh in there. So that fact is indifferent. I just think he'll still be in that range, you know, 5 to 8, somewhere in there, if I had to guess. But again, you know, let's see if the shoulder was really what was causing the issues for him the last week or so, you know, before he went on the injured list. Cause he came off the original IL stay and looked pretty good. I think he hit in 10 straight or something like that coming off the injured list, and then all of a sudden hit the skids again. So, I think it's going to, you know, it's a good to see what he looks like over the last 9 games.
Scott, go ahead. You have one more thing to say?
No, I was just going to ask Scott, because we were sitting there talking, and I was just kind of curious. Do you think that Topper's managerial style has changed over the last couple of months? And that's why the team is in the position that it's in?
You mean in terms of, like, game management? Like,
well, just the way that he's... No, you got it.
Yeah, I think in the sense that it's time to go. I mean, you know, he's given Nick Castellanos a lot of runway here. And I think that's where the biggest change is his willingness to have Castellanos take his seat and you know, go platoon and mix and match and things of that nature. I think it got to a point where, look, you know, he had every opportunity to try to swing his way out of it, which he's, you know, he's given him a lot of leeway to do that in recent years. But now it's, you know, it's different. It's time to, you know, sort of step on the gas and you know, see how many wins you can collect, and that requires, you know, maybe changing the lineup up on a more regular basis, which I think he's shown a willingness to do.
He has a lot, and it's worked out. Scott, let's end with this. You were on the call for the game this week where Shohei Ohtani started. He threw 5 no-hit innings, had a home run later in the game. Just a ridiculous player. There's some talk now that they may, and he's asked and told them he would maybe play the outfield in the postseason, so it could help them in terms of structuring the game and not taking a DH out. Scott, we were trying to workshop how that would even work. Like, could he go to the bullpen and warm up to pitch while they're batting if he's not up? I'm just thinking, like, if he's playing the outfield and they want him to pitch that night, how would that even look?
Yeah, I Dave Roberts, while he didn't dismiss it, I think he was a little dismissive of it when he talked about it. Because, again, I just don't see there's too much for them at stake in terms of his health long term and recovering from, you know, Tommy John and everything. I think they've been pretty strict in terms of their usage of him, and I would guess that it's going to remain that way if I had to guess. See, the thing is, I don't quite understand what really the value would be there. I mean, unless you're talking about just using him once late in a game, you know, I don't know. I mean, why not just have him start?
Right.
I mean, what you're not going to bring him in to face two hitters, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's never done that. He's going to come in and start a game. I think it was just more of a question that was asked of him, like, hey, would you be willing to you know, like a reporter asked, would you do this? And he says, yeah, I'll do whatever's asked of me. But from a practical standpoint, the way the rules work and we're switching out, losing the DH and all that, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun to watch them, probably against him, in a couple weeks here in the postseason. Scott, we'll be listening tonight and this weekend in Arizona as the Phillies try to lock up that two seed and maybe even go for the number one. Scott, thank you for hopping on, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
There he goes. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies there as they head to Arizona. And I'll be watching Walker Buehler coming out of that bullpen pretty close to tonight. All right, your phone calls on Eagles-Rams coming up. And today in the Tush Push, seems like a daily segment at this point. What's being said and what will be supposedly done about it on Sunday? It sounds like Goodell is out to get the Eagles again. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.